This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
It was a black and white one. And so, you know, didn't have to be concerned. You know, I had things to do outside running and playing. So I'd had plenty of things to do and chores to do and everything else. And so, and we've been talking lately about some of the things. And as Cheryl and I talked, she learned that I used to do a garden. We used fruit trees. You know, I used to plow and plant fields and do everything. I said, good grief, on the farm, we did everything. You know, so, I mean, when you're raised up on a farm, you get up, milk a cow. Sure, I can milk a cow. You know, I can milk a cow. You know, I used to have fun milking when the cats would come out there with me. I'd grab one of them titties, you know, I'd be pulling that down in there. One of the cats would be out there, I'd turn that titty sideways. Give that cat a drink. You ever done that, Elvin? You know, one of them cats that just love that. You know, some of you weren't raised up on a farm, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But if you're raised up on a farm, you know, you've probably done the same thing. But being on a farm is lots of fun. You know, it's lots of fun. It brings you close together in a love relationship with one another. When you don't have television to watch, you got each other to talk to. You know, and life is fun. And we had a great time at home. Today, you know, the parents come in, the kids are watching television, they may say hi, you know, but nobody knows you're home because everybody's watching the tube. You know, so, but forget it. I don't go there. I don't even have time for Christian television, hardly anymore. I've got too many things going, but if I was going to watch it, I would look for something that glorified God. I guarantee you I wouldn't be watching this other junk that's out there. And whenever they talk about, we can't talk about homosexuals and perverts and all that kind of stuff, well, let me tell you, I'm going to talk what I want to. You know, I'm going to call sin, sin. You know, and I'm going to tell it just like it is, and I don't care if that where the tape goes or who hears it. I want you to know that being a homosexual or a pervert, God loves the person, but He hates the sin, and that sin will take you to the pit of hell, and it'll take you into a hot place in hell, and you'll burn in hell forever if you don't repent of that sin, just like every other sin we do. If you don't repent of your sins and straighten your act up and walk with God, you will never inherit the kingdom of God. I mean, Paul was talking to, we were in Galatians chapter 5. If we'd have read a little further down in Galatians chapter 5, you'd have found out where he's talking to Christians, and he says, he splits these things up between the flesh and the spirit. He says, those that are led by the flesh, these are the things you do. And he's talking about lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery, fornication, perverseness, uncleanliness, all those things. And he said, as I've told you before, as I'll tell you again, those that do these things shall in no wise enter the kingdom of God. So if you're a Christian and you're living there, if you die, you better enjoy what you're doing because you're going to pay a tremendous price for it. It's going to take you to hell forever. You know, there ain't going to be no liars, thieves, cheats, murderers, homosexuals, and perverts in heaven. You know that? When you become a child of God, He expects you and me to change the way we do business, doesn't He? Yeah, we ain't out there at the bars. We ain't out there lying, stealing, cheating, doing no, we're walking obedience to God's Word. We're not in the devil's world no more. We're in God's world. You don't see none of the apostles walking out there going to the bars and drinking and getting drunk and all that kind of stuff. They're talking against it. Well, you know, if you want to do that and then you want to go to hell, well, you better enjoy that beer or alcohol or whatever it is you're drinking, because if you're going out there getting drunk two or three times a week, God says you ain't going to heaven. But I got washed in the blood. I don't care what you got washed in. If you're still out there lying, cheating, drinking, getting drunk, doing all that kind of stuff, you better really enjoy it. You better really enjoy it. Because if you die in that sin, it's going to take you to hell. You know, I know a woman, in fact, this woman's a very powerful woman of God today. But when she was 18 years old, she thought she was a Christian. And I don't remember what kind of church she belonged to at the time. I'm not sure. She probably told me, but I'm not for sure. But she'd met a young boy about her age. They were 18 or 19. And they got to going together. And then first thing you know, they moved in together. Now, they both are professing Christians. But yet they're sleeping together and having sex together, and they're sitting at home one day listening to Christian music, of all things. You know? Go to church on Sunday. You know? But they're sleeping together. And she goes for a walk, and the Lord speaks to her in an audible voice and calls her name and said, if you die in this sin, you're going to hell. And let me tell you, that little girl went back to the house and told her boyfriend, she said, we either get married or you don't never touch me ever again. Because God just spoke to me out there and I thought I was a Christian. I made Jesus Lord of my life a few years ago in church, but he just spoke to me and said, if I die in this sin, I'm going to hell. And he said that I ain't going to hell for nobody. So said, you ain't touching me not one more time. If you ever want to touch me again sexually, you're going to put a ring on my finger and marry me first. And then when you do, then I'll go to bed with you. And so they stopped having sex totally, completely. And a little later, that boy married her. And today, her and that boy is still married. Years later. And they've raised their family now. But that girl heard God's voice. Now, what if she hadn't heard that voice? What about all the multitudes of people that's doing these sins today thinking, oh, it's okay, I'm a Christian. No, Paul says you're going to hell if you die in that. So, it ain't worth it. The Lord says himself in his word, what does it profit a man if you gain the whole world while you're here and lose your soul? It ain't going to profit you nothing. Nothing. So, he says here, and we talk about the love of God in 1 John 4:16. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So it's up to you. It's not up to God. It's up to you. If you dwell in him, then he's going to dwell in you. If you turn your back on him and walk off, he's going to walk off. He leaves it up to you to make the choice. Are you going to walk in love? Are you going to serve God? He's not going to force you to do nothing. But he's going to leave it up to you. So, and then he says, if you'll do that, if God's love dwells in you and God will dwell in you, then he said in verse 17, herein is our love made perfect. Herein is our love made perfect that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Hey, you know when you remember when you had done something wrong, and mama was at home with you and said, son, I mean, you're not supposed to do this, and you go ahead and do it anyway. And she said, you wait till daddy gets home. I'm going to tell your daddy what you did. And whenever you hear daddy drive in and mama says, Thurman, come in here to daddy. And I don't want to go in there. I remember that razor strap last time. Some of y'all may have been unfortunate like me and had a daddy that had a razor strap. I had one. You can't approach him in boldness, can you? There ain't no way you can approach him in boldness. You can approach him in fear, crouch down, because you know that you're guilty. But if you, daddy comes home and you've been a good boy, mama says, daddy's home, you go running to meet daddy. Grab him around the leg, just like my little grandson the other day. He's nearly 2 years old. I walked in the house, and Tim says, Preston, granddad's here. Man, he come jumping, running over the step, and running up there, and grabbed me about the rope leg, and almost tackled me right there. I thought, wow, this is the confidence we have when we know there's no condemnation. That little guy can run up and grab me about the legs, knowing I'm going to reach down and get him and pick him up, put him on my shoulder, and love him and play with him for a little while. He was looking for that. That's how he could do that. And look at what he says here. Here now, our love made perfect, that we have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Now, as he is, that's what's wrong with the church. We are not walking like Christ in this church, in this age that we're living in. We need to be walking holy, without sin, in the power of the Spirit, just exactly like Jesus did when he was here. That's what we're supposed to be. And there, in verse 18, says, there is no fear in love. When you're walking in love, and you're walking the God kind of love, and you got all your sins repented of, you don't fear nothing. You don't fear God, because God's not going to do nothing but good for you. You have no fear. I mean, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Just like I told a person I was ministering to today, out there in the ministry center. This lady said, you know, but I just have this fear about this sickness I have. I said, ma'am, you're not walking in perfect love. I said, you need to repent. Because when you walk in perfect love, there's no fear in perfect love. I said, you know, if you're walking in perfect love, you don't have to be afraid of this sickness. It'll go away. It'll go away. It's got to go away. All you got to do is pray and rebuke this devil. He's got to go away. When you're walking in perfect love, your faith works in perfect love, and there's no fear in perfect love. So walk in love. The Word of God says, if you got fear, you're not walking in perfect love. No fear. You should have no fear. I don't care what happens. You know, you should be able to walk solid as a rock wherever you are every day. Nothing should move you. Nothing. If when you're walking in perfect love, you have no fear. So that's what the Word of God says that. Because fear hath torment. Fear has torment. This is where fear comes from. The devil. Absolutely, fear comes from the devil. And the devil is the tormentor. He will absolutely torment the fool out of you. So, but it says, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. So we need to make sure we're walking in the God kind of perfect love so we open no door to that devil. Walk in that perfect God kind of divine love, and then you give no place to the devil. And then when you speak in the name of Jesus, he'll show up to do great and mighty things for you. Great and mighty things. And I love it when the king answers a prayer. Don't you, Donna? Absolutely. Makes life really fun, doesn't it? Then he says, verse 19 says, we love him because he first loved us. Well, that's the way it should be. But you know, if you're all messed up and you don't really know if God's real or not, and you say you're a Christian, you need to get in the Word. When people say, well, we're hoping that they're going to find this certain thing or this certain event's going to happen this year, and this, it's going to be so powerful, it's going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that God really is real. Well, hey, there may be some people in the world need that. I don't need that. I know He's real, don't you? I guarantee the King is real. If you want to know if God is real, you ought to follow us around for a few days. It wouldn't be no problem after a few days. You see God do the wonderful things we get to see Him do? I mean, it'd be no doubt. That man over there, he knows God's real. Amen. Amen.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.